You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
I'm actually going to go with Mount Palumbus speak to something I saw. It's going to be my Mount Palumbus speak.
All right.
All right. Noah Fant on Twitter yesterday tweeted, this is kind of a cryptic tweet. The Broncos in the cryptic tweets, huh? So here's the tweet from Noah Fant. It's the disrespect for me. Emoji of rolling your eyes and then an emoji of laughing tears. It's the disrespect for me. Emoji rolling eyes. Emoji laughing tears.
Mount Palumbus. Speed.
What the heck's he talking about?
Heck if I know. Seriously, heck if I know. I don't know what he's talking about. It's the disrespect for me. And this is on March 23rd, yesterday.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nick Vanette was released.
I seriously don't have a clue.
Nick Vanette was released.
Well, that wouldn't be disrespectful to him. How would that be disrespectful to him?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have much for you on this, Mount Palumbus. I mean,
I don't know.
It's definitely a cryptic tweet, and Broncos are certainly very, very good at the cryptic tweets. Let's read through the comments here, see if we can pick up on anything. Can't disrespect with facts. He's done.
Is it about Vanette?
According to this thread, and I have no idea where it's coming from, but everybody's talking about Drew Locke, so. It looks like potentially he's defending Drew Locke. I don't know. I don't know. I have no clue.
All right.
I have no clue. I can you give me a little more context?
No. That's why I'm asking. I don't know. It's so – boy, man, with the Broncos in their tweets, what are you talking about, Noah? It's the disrespect for me.
Everybody's talking about Drew Locke on the comments.
Okay. It's the disrespect, maybe, comma, for me. Like, for me, it's the disrespect.
In regards to what?
Towards Locke. Yeah, like, the reason why I'm upset.
No, hold on. Now somebody later on in the thread says, keep all the receipts, and Noah Fant responds, facts, smiley face emoji. It's about Noah Fant. I don't know.
How is Noah Fant being disrespected?
All I know is I've been off for about 10 days, so I know I haven't disrespected him any time recently.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I don't think I did anything. I mean, everybody loves Noah Fant. Disrespect for Noah Fant. He's like the future of one of the big pieces of the team. He's one of the most important players on the team.
Right. I don't know. Maybe somebody said he can't block.
Well, I guess. I mean, that's... all right. Well, he's not on the team to block. I mean, he's got to do it. It's got to be part of his job, but it's not why he was drafted at 20. And they dropped back for him.
Can some cryptic tweet reader inform me on the text line what that was about?
All right, here's he's saying someone else was disrespected and he laughed at it.
Wait, I have a D-Mac speak moment for you.
All right, go ahead.
D-Mac speak. Maybe we should draft Kellen Mond at 9 and he'd perform like a top 10 pick.
I'll tell you how it would work.
Go for it.
You design everything.
You
would have to design. This is going to be in the audiobook. In fact, this is the Tebow chapter. This is the Tebow chapter and D-Mac, A Relentless Life Pursuing Quarterbacks. Richie, what chapter is that in the audiobook? It's up there. It's early on, for sure. But I'll tell you how you do it. I'll tell you how you would get your best chance at it. You would just design simply everything around Kellen Mond. And no team is going to be willing to do that. There is not one NFL team that's going to be willing to do it. None. Chapter 3. What's the title of that? The Tebow years? Or what it was? I forget what the title is.
Timothy Richard Tebow.
Timothy Richard Tebow.
Oh, Richard. I never knew his middle name.
Timothy Richard Tebow. Timmy. Yeah, you'd have to design. And that is exactly what the Broncos did Tebow's year when they just realized he couldn't play regular quarterback. They simply designed everything around them. The Broncos ended up being the number one rushing offense in the NFL. And by a miracle, Marion Barber went out of bounds. Matt Prater was hitting bombs. By the way, Prater's a Cardinal. Did you see that?
I did see that. Good for him. He got another decent little deal. That guy just continues to go.
Yeah. Oh, the entire thing is it's actually Timothy Richard Tebow.
The problem with it is that you know Tebow would have never worked in the long run, right?
Yeah, of course. Mm. Yeah, and guess how I backed that up? I said the next year repeatedly, a million times, they should be drafting Russell Wilson. I said it a million times. And then they ended up getting Manning, and it didn't matter anymore. But you tell me how that would have worked out.
This is a really bad sell on Kellen Mond. You did not convince me at all.
Well, that's it. That's how you do it. You take a quarterback, you figure out what he does best, and you design everything around him. That's it. That gives you your best shot. Now, is that going to work? I'm not guaranteeing that.
Now let's play Paxton Lynch. You draft Paxton Lynch at 10. He works. Why?
Same types of reasons. And the biggest reason he didn't work is Gary Kubiak did not believe in him. And the communication between Elway and Kubiak was absolutely brutal when it came to Paxton Lynch.
Wrong.
Oh, wasn't? It was good? The communication between...
I'm referring to your comment that the biggest reason it didn't work was because Kubiak didn't believe in him. The biggest reason it didn't work is because he was bad.
Oh, man. I can refute that easily. I can do that coming up next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Nuggets are getting destroyed early on by the Raptors, 17-6. We'll keep tabs on that as we go. That's not good. Avalanche lost last night, Tyler. What happened? I thought they were never supposed to lose again.
Well, you put the ultimate D-Mac jinx on him. I mean, it was your fault, not mine.
The Rockies, we're still awaiting news about Kyle Freeland. We do not know how serious his injury is going to be. It doesn't look good. However, the good news is the Rockies did beat the Brewers 9-8 today. How about that?
I love it. Yeah. Fantastic news.
So, you know, they got that going for them.
He's your Rockies apologist, D-Mac.
There you got it. Big win for the Rockies. Opening day about, what are we, a week away? Holy cow. Come on, baby. Let's go.
By the way, I heard that when I was on vacation, you lost a coffee bet to me.
I did?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Well, we've got good listeners, and they all informed me that while I was on vacation, you fat-shamed your neighbor.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. I did, but that doesn't count.
Boom, yes. I mean, I don't know when I'll ever be back. But I expect a coffee the first day that I'm back.
No way, that doesn't count, because that just goes under why I hate my neighbor.
No, that was fat-shaming. That was fat-shaming.
Come on.
Yep.
Come, Richie. Tiebreaker here. Richie was here for it. He knows the story.
I think that Tyler might have a case in
this.
Especially because of the circumstances where it was called out by a listener on Twitter, and it was Mike time-stamped with CJ and all that. Yep.
That is
not right.
I was in another state, and our listeners are so good that they informed me that you owe me a coffee.
That
I wasn't even there.
That is not right. That just goes because I cannot stand that dude. Hate's a strong word. I shouldn't use hate. I don't hate him. I don't hate anybody, but we do not get along.
So it's okay to fat shame people you don't like?
Him, yeah. Man, I don't get a break on that.
Well, I wasn't here, D-Mac. I didn't hear it.
Just the thought of that guy dressed up as a cat burglar. I can just keep going now. A little hefty trying to dislocate that fence is just.
Well, you already owe me a coffee, so you might as well go for it.
I know. Just, you know, you're wearing Lycra when you could drop 7 and you're up on a fence, you know, making sure your kid's got a nice way to go to school.
All right, now I'm uncomfortable.
I saw a kid today just light up a fatty just right at the fence line, right where my dingbat neighbor had torn it down. He just sat there and lit one up right there, right at the spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that like on school property?
He was literally standing at the fence line. So it was kind of like half of his foot was in school property and half of his foot wasn't. I mean, he was right there where the fence should have been. It was almost just a big
Full
fatty.
Booth, Cotton.
Oh yeah. It's no doubt what it was. I mean, you know. Anyways. Man, you got me going there.
It's all right. You owe me coffee. It's all right.
Ah, well, I like buying the coffees anyways, but you know, fine. I'm actually thinking about making a big switch, but I don't know if I should even bring it up to you because,
obviously you want to or else you wouldn't have brought it up.
I'll save it. You want me to beg, so I'll beg. No.
T-Mac, I really want to know, what is the big switch?
Nope. I'm not going to, because I haven't done it yet. So I'll let you know when it happens, but I'm on the precipice of, I did sign up for something, by the way. A lot of people have given me a hard time about my Twitter profile, and I'll tell you why Paxton Lynch would work here in a second. But my Twitter profile is a photo of me 10 years ago at the Imperial Challenge on top of Breckenridge. And the Imperial Challenge is an awesome event where you bike 6 miles uphill from the Breck Rec Center to the base of Peak 7, Peak 8, like right there at Breckenridge. And then you go up to the top of the Imperial Bowl and you ski down. And it's one of them, you know, when I was in good shape a long time ago, I did that twice, 2 years back to back, actually. And I signed up to do it again. And that's a big moment for me. So that's why I've kept that picture on my Twitter handle for so long, because it looks a little bit goofy if you really look at it. And so I'm planning, you know, on trying to do that again. And it's coming up April 13th.
That would be awesome, dude.
And so it's a goal out there for me.
Oh, that's an awesome goal. That sounds like an incredible event. Sounds like a lot of fun.
By the way, I am thinking about pedal with Columbus, and I did ride downtown and did a loop around and then rode back the other day. That's when I lost my glasses.
I saw that, dude. You're a beast. No joke, you're an absolute beast right now on the bike. There's no way I could hang with you right now. I'm not training like you at this point.
I surprised myself on that one. It was really fun. But I was thinking about, you know, what the route is going to be for pedal with Columbus in the fall.
Yeah.
And I do wonder if you guys have been talking about it.
Oh, we have been talking about it, and it's not easy because we're trying to involve people this year, and when you involve a big group, it is not easy to figure it out.
Right, because I did that, and I'm like, wow, that was about 37 miles, and I was thinking, like, oh man, how is Pedal Palump, like,
yeah, we can't do it on the Cherry Creek Trail.
Right.
It's too packed, so.
And that's a bummer, because that would actually, if you could do it on the Cherry Creek Trail, that would be kind of perfect.
Oh, for sure.
And then I was thinking, I wonder if you could just close down a certain amount of streets in downtown Denver and just do loops, big loops.
Probably not in downtown Denver, but I've got a really good buddy who is a buddy of both of ours, I think, at Adventure Cycling.
And, yes.
You know, he's a former police officer, and so he's got a lot of connections, and he's working on helping us with Pedals Columbus to try to get some streets shut down, and we'll get a little bit of police help, but likely not to be in downtown Denver.
Okay. Another place.
Yeah, we're still working on it. We'll just leave it at that.
I did a big bike. The MS.
If anybody has any great ideas, I'm still working on it.
I did the MS-150 years ago, and that went from basically Highlands Ranch to, it eventually went all the way down to the canyon there, way down south. But the first day went to Colorado Springs, and it more or less went up Route 83. Mm. Kind of those streets that there's trails, and then I don't know how they did it, dude. The logistics of it look ridiculous. But I was thinking about you, and I can't wait for Pedal with Columbus. Cannot wait for it coming up, and I'm so excited to hear that you guys are planning on doing it and without a doubt. Having people for it this year.
That's the goal. Let's hope that we can pull it off.
And at some point, you got to get back on the bike and start training.
I know. I mean, I'm starting to get a little bit worried that you're just going to smoke me.
Oh, no. I don't know. Maybe. I'll explain the packs and stuff, but we've got the top six. It's Peyton Manning's 45th birthday. Could he possibly become an owner of the Broncos? Something happened in the NFL that may open things up. Details coming up.